In Kenya, they call them matatu. In Uganda, they call them podapodas. In Zimbabwe, we say imchova or mchova. Commuter taxis are manned by conductors who collect fares and help passengers with jumping on and dropping off. However, passengers complain about the way conductors behave and ill-treat them. They find conductors rude, dirty, and say they offer poor customer service. Could this be true? Hello and welcome. You're listening to Speak Up, and my name is Emmanuel Nkomo.
All I'm saying is
everyone wants to be heard.
Speak up!
Speak up!
Speak up!
Speak up!
I love what you've done.
Racist. In many, if not all, African countries, people move around in commuter omnibuses or taxis. Bulawayo in Zimbabwe is no exception, as this public mode of transport is affordable and makes movement easier. On the program today, three young people share their experiences with commuter taxi conductors who treated them badly, and we hear the conductor's point of view. First and foremost, we speak to Natasha, a college student who uses commuter taxis every day. She feels women and young girls are the most affected by the way conductors behave.
There was this one other time. I was coming from Makuga North, coming to town. And then, like, before I bought the taxi, I told the combi driver that I had 100 rand. And he said he's going to give me the change. He had the change. I was like, okay. Then I bought the taxi along the way, and he tells me that he doesn't have the change, which means he's going to have to overcharge me. And I was like, no, you can't overcharge me because we agreed with him. You're gonna give me the change. And then the conversation went on, and then he started arguing. He said, like, he isn't going to give me, or he should just drop me at that point. And I was late for school. So I just said to overpay, and the argument, we fought, like, in the text. Yeah. And other people tried to help me out, but as rude as they are, you know, they can just say anything because the fight went on, and I had to overpay. And they insulted me badly. You know, they said, like, you girls are rude. You come here with big money and you expect us to have change. You can't have change. And bad things were said.
Yeah. Could you give me more on what exactly they said? Did they attack you personally? Did they say something, some insult that attacks you personally as a woman, as a girl?
Yeah.
What, can you just tell me what they said?
They insulted me personally as a woman. And they said, like, the thing came, and they said, like, almost including every woman. They didn't say to myself as that girl, as the girl at that moment, but they said, women, you girls, this is what you do. You think you're better than us. You think you are this. You know, they started calling me names personally, like, involving my parents. Like, yes, you know, bad things. At that moment, I felt so low because they involved my mom, you know, all those kind of things. I really felt bad. I wish I could have dropped at that moment, but I couldn't because I was in a hurry. So, like, other women came in to help me out, but, you know, they say so many bad things about women, embarrassing things. You just said to shut your mouth and just let them be.
Tony is a college graduate. He says commuter conductors are not considerate and have no customer care at all.
Of course, I guess no one who's ever used public transport has never had a nasty experience with these commuter omnibus conductors or touts, whatever you choose to call them. You'd think they all come from the same place. They all grew up in the same village or in the same township. They are so rude, frankly. You know, what my worst experience, I remember I was a high school kid, and I didn't have enough money for enough fare. The fare wasn't enough, and I only discovered that when I was inside. You know, I'll never forget that day. The guy, he pelted me with insults before opening his door and pushing me out. Yeah, that's what they do. The worst thing that they do is to insult old people. They also do that a lot. I'm sure it's not all of them were like that, but now because most of them are, you would think 99% of them are like that, so rude. So you would think everybody, all the touts are like that.
Cleo, a student, commutes almost every day. Her experience with conductors brought her to the belief that conductors are rough and impatient.
The Kambi drivers are so impatient, and I remember there was a certain incident. There were a lot of, you know, when schools are about to open and there'll be a lot of people, there'll be a lot of traffic jam again. So, and we were trying to get into the taxi, and there was a group of young boys behind me, so they pushed me into the ET and I fell, blocking the way, and I scratched my leg. And instead of them saying they're sorry, apologizing, or just telling me that they are sorry for what's happened, they just treated me harshly. They thought I was blocking the way for some reason, and they just asked me to leave the kombi if I'm not interested in boarding that taxi. So, but not all of them are bad. There are some who are really nice, who are caring. We've got customer care. But the problem with the, we've got the conductors who don't want to bath, and especially now that it's hot, and they have their smelly armpits and they don't brush their teeth, and you know how it's like.
Welcome back. You are still tuned in to Speak Up, and we're talking about commuter taxi conductors, how they behave and how they treat their customers. We've heard complaints from three young people. Now we speak to Josh, a taxi conductor, who shares their side of the story as service providers.
My name is Bra Josh, and I'm a tout. I sometimes double up as a kombi conductor. And most of the people call us Owindi, which I don't usually like, because it's downgrading, you see. So when people look down upon us, they call us all those sorts of names. So basically, that's Bra Josh for you.
Could you tell me what your job description is? If someone looks at you, what kind of job do you do?
I can say I'm a cashier, and I think that's the name that the people should use. Instead of calling us Owindi, they should call us cashiers or conductors. I think that's more decent and more acceptable to us, you see. So my job basically is about making sure that everybody pays in the kombi.
Do your passengers sometimes provoke you? If so, how?
Yeah, passengers, you find that when you deal with the public, my man, there is so much that you come across. You find that, especially when it's late, there are some, you say, drunk commuters who come and they are being problematic. They are just causing confusion within the kombi, you see. Because you find that if a person is drunk, one, they don't want to pay. They expect it to be a free ride. Then the next thing is that you find that they are being a nuisance to other commuters. You find that the person is talking non-stop, and sometimes they are saying out some vulgar statements. And when you try to just cool them down, a fight starts between you and that particular passenger. So there are some passengers who are provocative, especially even young men. When young men are drunk and they are going in the company of girls, they want to be showy to those young girls, I can say. So they, most of the time, they become unruly in the combis.
People, like the passengers, also accuse you of being alcoholics that at this when you are working, you are drunk at the same time. So could this also contribute to your being rowdy and not being respectful?
Yeah, I think part of that mentality is right, because some of us are drunkards as well. Because you find that within the commuter business, you find that most of us are drunkards. As early as 6 in the morning, some of us will already be drunk. And some of us take drugs such as mbanje and ngoma. So you find that we are also to blame.
If you can explain what this ngoma is, what is it?
Ngoma is initially a cough mixture. So it contains high elements of alcohol. So you find that people are now using it as a drug. They drink even if you are not experiencing any coughs or colds, you just drink because of that alcohol content contained in that cough mixture.
A lady we spoke to said there's need for a complaint platform for people to put in complaints when they've been badly treated. Do you think this will help you provide better service to your
That's client? Not necessary. It will put us in a bad position as combi operators, because you'll find that if someone complains, say to my boss, then the next thing I'll be victimized and I can even lose my job. So I don't think that will be proper.
Josh says giving customers a number to call if they have complaints would make life very difficult for them. Now, does this indeed show that commuter taxi conductors treat their customers badly? Tony, a commuter, thinks it's okay for these taxis to put up a phone number to call with complaints.
And I guess it would be a good idea to have these numbers put up in the combis to say if you've been mistreated, you can call the owner or the operator, whoever is the boss there, to try and sort out that issue.
Now we hear what Tabiso, another taxi conductor, has to say about what passengers think of them. He explains to us why some of them have problems with personal hygiene.
You see, my brother, the day starts off at 5 a.m. You would have bathed and you'll be looking okay. But you are always on the way. If you go to get into a bus now to drop off maybe, say, in Johannesburg, you'll be dead as well, because the stopping, getting off that combi, getting onto another one, you see, sometimes helping customers with their luggage, sometimes it will be hot, you see, sometimes it will be hot, so you get tired as well and you end up, smelling bad. It's not that we are dirty people ourselves, because we also have normal off days where we also dress smart and, you know. When it comes to smelling of alcohol, our workplace also is sometimes a way where it's a place where you try to vent out, because that job, my brother, is very frustrating. Sometimes you'll be waiting for customers. You cannot be drinking water while waiting for customers, you know. We work with so many people and they interpret things differently. But all I know is that there are minor misunderstandings, and you cannot be said. Yes, sometimes, you know, some people try to frustrate you in what you do every day, because some people think that we are not human beings, and they take us as if we're not people, you see. So sometimes some of my colleagues and even myself get frustrated, but it does not mean that we are bad people, because at the end of the day, there's no one who can be dropped on the way to say, get off my combi because we've had a misunderstanding. We have those misunderstandings, but the journey always continues, and we drop you wherever that you want to go with your money and maybe with your change in the event that maybe there's a problem with change.
In this edition of Speak Up, produced in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, we've been tackling the tensions between commuter omnibus conductors, otherwise known as OWND, and the passengers they serve. We spoke to passengers and conductors to get both sides of the story. That's all for now on Speak Up. Special thanks to Cleo, Tony, Natasha, Josh, and Tabiso. Thanks for listening to Speak Up, which is produced by RNW and your local radio station. Visit our website www.rnw.nl/Africa. We thoroughly appreciate your views and comments, so tell us what you'd like us to speak about on our Facebook page, RNW/Africa. Until then, it's bye for now. My name is Emmanuel Nkomo.
All I'm saying is
everyone wants to be heard.
Speak up.
Speak up.
Speak up.
I love what you've done.
Brace yourself.